would say, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second hour, Your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Tuesday, July 21st, just 2 weeks before the August 4th party primary election. Joining us on the line right now, Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig over on Old 27 Highway, just south of exit 279. You get off at 279 on I-75, head south about a mile. They're down on the east side, the left side of the road. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
How are you preparing for this upcoming primary? Do you have any events there at the Iron Pig for any of the candidates? Anything happening? Anybody coming, contacting you that want to do something there at the Iron Pig?
Yeah, it's gotten a little interesting. You know, the field has obviously narrowed, you know, down from the few candidates to really just two. Actually, it's three with Donna Brandenburg getting officially on the ballot there as well. The next event we're actually going to have, it's not finalized yet. We had hosted Perry Johnson last month. He had a small event. Now he's obviously one of the two major front runners for the Republican Party right now. So we are planning another Perry event outside under the pavilion here in the next week or so. I imagine he's going to be coming up.
Okay, very cool. Because I do know that he's been traveling around with his Save the Ticket bus tour, and he's been all over the state. He's been very much out there on the road. I knew he had the event before, but we really didn't have a lot of time to promote it or advertise it, and the turnout wasn't as big as he was hoping for. Is this something that we have a date at least tentatively planned at this point, or are you still working on the details?
We're still working on that. And actually, what's ironic about this is that this event arose from me basically tweeting that Perry Johnson has been to the Iron Pig, but John James simply hasn't. John was in town. I met him briefly. Unfortunately, we met because he was telling me he was canceling his event at the Iron Pig and going somewhere else. He has not returned. He has not reached out. And quite frankly, it really bums me out that so many people are backing John James, and this guy's been in town and hasn't bothered to come speak with you. Not that he has to. He certainly doesn't have to. I'm not a gatekeeper by any means. But I will say that there are things that we're doing that these people need to be paying attention to, and it disappoints me that John James, in my opinion, doesn't seem like he's interested in anything that the Iron Pig has done, whether it be stuff from the pandemic or stuff currently with AI data centers and the photovoltaic industrial plants and everything else like that. It just seems like he's disinterested, and he's got his backers and his fundraisers, and that's kind of all that he needs. That's just the way I'm feeling about it right now.
Well, the thing of it is, like you say, between you and your attorney, all the efforts that you guys have been doing, again, fighting like you eloquently called it, solar panel projects and these wind turbines to all this other stuff, surprisingly, the governor candidate doesn't even want to know about any of that stuff.
Yeah, compare that with Mike Cox, who I sat down across the bar with him for the better part of an hour. Tom Leonard came in and had lunch. We spoke about it for the better part of 45 minutes. You know, these are the things that these guys need to know about going into this election. So I'm just bummed. I'm sure John James will eventually come around.
We shall see. We're going to take a short break. Word from our sponsors. More with Ian Murphy over at the Iron Pig. The website, ironpigsmoke.com. Short break. We'll be right back.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Do you suffer from political insanity disorder, where you keep voting for the same people over and over again and expect a different outcome? The good news is, there's a cure. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress in Michigan's 1st District. It's time to elect someone who cares about people, someone who is from the district. Washington is stagnant. It's time for change. Vote for me, Justin Michael, on August 4th. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Staying through the break is Ian Murphy over at the Iron Pig Smokehouse in Gaylord. It was kind of funny. Automation picked your commercial to run as the first commercial out of the break. But the scrumptious breakfast buffets on the weekends. Clarify, is that both Saturday and Sunday? What time is it, and how much is the breakfast buffets?
Yeah, it's a great question. We are doing Sunday only for the buffet. Runs about 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's $18. Includes all of our popular stuff. Pulled pork does have brisket hash on it. Our spicy jalapeno bacon, potatoes, fresh fruit out there every Sunday. So we do breakfast 7 days a week. We were looking to expand that breakfast buffet maybe to both Saturday and Sunday. At one point, we thought about even doing it 7 days a week. But what we found is, even on Sunday, that while we have the buffet, so many people still want smoked proteins for breakfast. So we put a little bit of that stuff on the buffet just to give everybody an option. And of course, on the busy days, we try and push customers towards that buffet because it makes it a little bit easier for the kitchen. But I got to tell you, our darn menu, our breakfast menu is so affordable that it's difficult to get people to have the buffet when people are coming in for their regular, usual stuffed French toast and some of those other things that we have. It makes it pretty interesting. So we've just decided to just do that $18 buffet just on Sundays.
Sundays, 8 to 2, not on Saturday.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, very good. And the other thing, a lot of people so accustomed to either having lunch or big dinners, like you say, with the smoked proteins, not realizing, you know, that you guys can even serve it for breakfast. You can order basically the entire menu during breakfast, lunch, and dinner the entire day.
Yeah, pretty much. The only thing we try and stay away from is, you know, if somebody comes in at 8 o'clock at night, you know, we're probably not going to make them an omelet, a build-your-own omelet.
Right.
You know, We generally, our breakfast cooks cook breakfast and lunch. Not too many of our breakfast cooks are there cooking dinner as well. So,
Got it.
That's the nice thing about barbecue is it's good any time of day.
Yeah, exactly. Well, one of the things that I think people need to realize, because of the expanded menu, but also the drive-through service, you mentioned it a show or two ago. That's actually, a lot of people are texting me after the show. What's their phone number? I want to call in and order, not necessarily from their car, able to access the internet, the website to place an order, but they'd like to just pick up the phone. What is the best phone number to call the kitchen to place an order?
Yeah, best number is 989-448-2070. That gets you right to our front desk right there, and they can take your order right over the phone, punch it right in. 15, 20 minutes later, you're ready to go.
Got it. And you can pay over the phone and therefore just go through the drive-through window to pick it up.
Absolutely. Just say, hey, I'm in a hurry. I'd love to use your drive-through window. Can I pay now? Not a problem at all.
Very good. 448
2070.
2070.
Yep.
Okay, got it. I'm storing that in my phone right now. One other thing I wanted to ask you about, the pavilion. How's things working out? The farmers markets on Thursday from 4 to 7, movie night, music. How's things going?
Yeah, things have been going pretty good. You know, we knew this summer would be, you know, the start of everything, so it's a little bit of a slow roll. We are not doing the movie night on Fridays right now, mainly because it is too light out still at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. Quite frankly, almost even 9 o'clock, it's still too light out. So we've kind of postponed the Friday family movie nights till this fall. I think once we get into September, it may start be getting dark enough to do those Friday nights. So that's the only one we postponed. Thursday Farmers Market, 4 to 7 o'clock. And then Saturday, we have live music every single Saturday, 6:30 to 9:30, roughly.
Well, one thing that an idea came to me, and you're going to be at Liberty Mountain this Saturday at the Ted Nugent event. You're going to be one of the speakers.
Yes, I will.
What I would like you to do is I'll introduce you to John and Craig Pastor, the owners, if you haven't met them yet. They have these big black curtain tarps that they use for their staging area. And there's been some kids out there tagging their brick wall with some permanent paints in order to cover up the graffiti. They've used these tarps and to drape them over the brick wall and let them hang over the graffiti to kind of cover it up a little bit, kind of a backdrop, if you will, to the venue. I envisioned, and I don't know if this could be done affordably or not, but I thought of a big black tarp with sun blockage capabilities behind the stage at the pavilion, something that could be maybe cranked up, like, you know, these awnings that you put over your decks, sun awnings and things like that. If we could maybe get some type of black tarp sunscreen backdrop to cover up the sun coming in, maybe get some advertising on it, you know, put something painted on there or vinyl graphics or something, and use it as a way to block the sun. That way we could basically, you know, black out the entire stage and be able to show those movies at, like you say, 6:37, 8 o'clock on a Friday night. There's got to be a way to do it. So I'm gonna talk to John and Craig and introduce you to them and see if we can borrow maybe one of their tarps and see if we can rig something up to do that for us. Because, man, I had so many people tell me they were excited for the kids. They wanted to go there on Friday nights, and because you were showing kids movies and things to start with. Mm-hmm. And just an idea that popped in my head. So see if we can make that work for you.
It sure would be nice to get some walls out in that pavilion for sure. I mean, it definitely is open air. We've got two events over the wintertime that I know they would love. We put up some temporary walls for our ice fishing tournament last winter. We'll probably do the same. The event is on again, so we'll probably do the same. But it would be nice to find a long-term solution to be able to kind of coordinate off. And I hadn't really thought about blacking out, but we've definitely looked at some kind of wall systems to try and block some of Mother Nature at least.
Yeah, a little bit. One other thing, people have the ability to rent the pavilion. Family reunions, weddings, all kinds, even businesses or organizations wanting to hold events there. You're full service out there in the pavilion, completely separate from the restaurant operation. Explain that process.
Absolutely. So anything anybody can conjure up in their mind, we are willing to do it. We do a lot of corporate events. Of course, we do graduation parties, wedding ceremonies, wedding receptions is a big one. One that we're pushing big for next year's calendar is a 3-day wedding event. So you come in on, say, a Friday, you have your wedding reception Friday night, Saturday you have your wedding, then Sunday morning you come in when your guests are leaving and we have a breakfast buffet and everything. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday package. Anybody that's looking to book that for next wedding season, which would be for 2027. Right now, we are waiving the venue fee, which is over $5,000 for the weekend. We are waiving that venue fee for that 3-day wedding event that I just described. So you can check out everything that we do under that pavilion, the different packages, again, graduations, wedding ceremonies, corporate events, crazy stuff from, you know, you can rent out our backyard space for your business and bring your 20, 50, or 200 employees. And we do various events. We do have a cornhole tournament. We do darts. We do all kinds of stuff. So go to ironpigsmoke.com. You can see everything that we do for our catering, for the pavilion, for all of that stuff. It's right there, super easy to fill out a form, ask you a couple of questions, and that goes right over to our corporate chef, Ben Hammack. Ben takes a look at that information, gives you a call and says, hey, what can we do for you exactly? Let me figure it out. And within probably 24 hours, most times, Ben's able to turn around a first draft of your event for you. So that's what we're looking to book up next summer. That's why we have all this available space right now. Is last year we were just getting that pavilion going and how we want to book it and how we want to price it. So that's what we've got, a few events this summer, but next summer we're already starting to book up that pavilion out there. So if you have any interest, get your foot in the door right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing that is happening for next year, of course, is a non-election year. So we won't be talking politics and candidates and things like that. So your calendar is going to be totally available to the general public, as opposed to, you know, any of these other things you're doing out there.
That is true. Absolutely.
Okay. Got a text message. Wanted to know about, Ian's going to be at Liberty Mountain this Saturday at the Ted Nugent event.
Yep.
Did we work it out? Were you able to free up the food truck, was what they were asking, for Liberty Mountain this Saturday?
Unfortunately, no. The food truck will not be at Liberty Mountain.
Will not be at Liberty Mountain. Okay,
will
very
not,
good.
No.
Okay, very good. Because they are from downstate, and they haven't been up to Gaylord yet. So looking at wanting to taste your food, just was wondering, they're coming to Liberty Mountain event, so they just wanted to know if you'd be there. One thing I did want to ask you, too, on the venue, on the agenda, have you been told approximately what time you'll be speaking on Saturday?
I believe it's around 8:45 or 8:55, something like that, a little bit later in the schedule.
Okay, you're going to be right before Ted Nugent goes on stage.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, boy. So we got Ian Murphy as the warm-up band for Ted Nugent. There we go. Gotcha. What do you plan to speak on, just to give some people a heads up?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I'm not entirely sure. I get a few minutes from stage, so, you know, of course, not everybody knows who I am. So, of course, you know, I'll give a brief summary of who I am and what I've done. But probably a couple of words about the election, the primary election coming up, and in general, how important it is that not just we get out and primary vote, but vote in general. And also making sure, this has been my big thing, flip your ballot over in November. We've got Michigan Supreme Court justices on the ballot again, and we've got to get these Republicans to be telling their people, flip the ballot over. If you're voting party line, you're not going to be voting for any Supreme Court justices. Flip that darn ballot over, please.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, Michael Warren is on the ballot. He's the judge many years with the bow tie. He is absolutely one of the best candidates I believe we've been able to put up for the Michigan Supreme Court. And then, of course, from Oscoda, right up here in our country, Judge Cassandra Morris Bills. Have you had an opportunity to speak with her?
I have met both of those candidates. I like them both. I'll be voting for both as many times as I can.
Yes. Morning, noon, and night, and often as much as possible. I got it. Well, one of the reasons for it is, and you've spoken about this, Ian, many times, Michigan Supreme Court has just gone completely to the left. It's amazing. I believe Brian Zara is the remaining rule of law constitutional justice we have.
Yeah, for the most part, that is correct. It's wild to me how we've allowed this to happen in Michigan. In just six short years, that court has completely flipped from conservative to Democrat liberal. So that to me is, you know, unfortunately, it's one of those things that none of these governor candidates are really talking about.
Yeah.
But to me, it's literally just that simple. Just flip your ballot over. That's all you got to do. Flip that ballot over.
Yeah, absolutely. IronPigSmoke.com is the website, has all the information, order, carry out to go, pay online. Great food. Absolutely recommend it. Ian, thank you so much, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you as always.
Yeah, I'll see you on Saturday.
You got it.
On the Hour News Break, hour number two, we'll be right back.